Good morning. This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lin. Howie Shapiro has been doing a lot of sitting in theaters this month. The theater critic for Newsworks.org is covering the Fringe Festival in Philadelphia. When the festival comes to a close, he'll have taken in 17 performances in 13 days. He's still standing. He's here with us to talk about what it's like to do what he does. Thanks for dropping by, Howie.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer.
Tell me about covering The Fringe. It's got to be exciting and exhausting.
For a critic, it's both. But actually, for some fringers, you know, people who go to The Fringe, it's exciting and exhausting in the same way because they buy fringe passes and they can walk into anything. And I see them. I see them running from show to show, just like I see other critics running from show to show. We wave, you know, and then we go into whatever theater we chose.
Now, how do you approach a critical night at the theater? Do you go by yourself? Do you discuss it afterwards?
I often go by myself. I don't take a ton of notes. I really want to keep my eyes on the play. That's why I'm there. And I don't generally discuss it with other people. But at intermission, I often slink around listening to what people have to say.
Are you in disguise?
No, I'm just me.
It's
no,
just you.
No, I'm not like a food critic. Food critics have to go in disguise because they could be treated differently. Nobody's going to change a play because critics are there.
And it sounds like you always bring a pen with you. Do you feel like sort of naked without your pen?
I can hardly sit in the theater without a pen, even if I'm on the rare times I'm not reviewing. We went to see Hedwig in The Angry Inch on Broadway with my wife. She wanted to see it. I had already reviewed it. And so I bought tickets and we went to see it. And I started without my pen and I found myself grasping my pen because I had a thought about it. And then I realized I have nowhere to say this. So, you know, I already reviewed it. So I put it back.
And were you able to relax?
I'm always able to relax. You know, I've got to pay attention to this show. That's why I'm there.
How is writing about the theater addictive to Howie Shapiro? Because I think it is.
I can't go to the theater without wanting to tell somebody about it. That's what it's a part of your blood, really.
So you bring your convictions, your experiences to the work that you see. Has your writing changed much over the years as your life experiences have evolved?
But first of all, you can't have seen Romeo and Juliet more than a dozen times without beginning to put your own experience into that play.
Mm.
You know, I also feel that some shows I see are far less interesting to me, 10 years later than they were 10 years ago. And that's probably because the times have changed, but definitely it's because I've changed too.
Critics get criticized. How do you take criticism?
I think that a critic has to be really, really thick-skinned. You would be a hypocrite not to be. If you're throwing it, you've got to catch it.
I've heard that you try not to be dismissive of performances. Is that being too nice? Are you avoiding shooting from the hip?
No, I learned long ago when you avoid saying what you really think people know. I like to think, and I may be wrong, but I like to think that it means being smart about something. You know, really discussing an issue seriously. Listen, this is the theater, you know? It's going out for a night. Crashing and burning is not worthwhile. But saying, hey, here's what went wrong, and isn't that weird that they didn't catch it? That's different.
Why is the professional critical voice so important to the art scene?
It gives you a continuum of experience. You know, you're really reading somebody or hearing somebody on the air who's got a constant experience in the theater. Look, I go to the theater sometimes 7 times a week. You know, that means I get to 2 matinees as well as evening shows. So I live in this world of fiction, but I also know a lot about how things are produced to work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think if I'm more valuable than anybody who just goes to the theater and says, hey, that was good, that's why I'm more valuable.
You reviewing everything that's going on, at least this month, is really, you know, putting us on the map. You know, it makes us a readable city about theater.
I do agree with you there, Jennifer. I also have to say that it has exploded here, partly, I think, because people are looking at it carefully, people like me, but mostly because audiences here like to go to the theater. They like the work. And they like the Fringe because the Fringe has taught Philadelphia audiences not to be scared of new, weird things. That new, weird things may have something in them that make you sit up and take notice, that move you, that give you a new idea about how something happens.
Howie Shapiro is theater critic for Newsworks.org, and he's the Broadway critic for the Classical Network. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome, Jennifer. It's a pleasure.